Chapter 3. An Excellent Performance. Near the town of Montfermeil, there was an inn owned by Monsieur and Madame Thénardier. They had two little girls, Éponine and Azelma. One day, a tired young mother walked up to the inn carrying a heavy bag in one arm and a three-year-old child in the other. The child was asleep, the kind of deep, sweet sleep that can only be found in the tenderness of a mother's arms. The mother's name was Fantine. She was pretty, but looked thin and pale. There was a deep sadness in her eyes. As she approached the inn, she saw a woman sitting in the garden, watching her two little girls. When the woman saw Fantine approaching, she sent her girls into the house.
"What pretty girls you have got, madame," said Fantine.
"Thank you," the woman replied. "Do you need a room?"
"Yes, please," said Fantine.
As she spoke, her daughter awoke in her arms.
"Is it just for the two of you?" asked the woman,
and looked curiously at the little girl. Fantine looked embarrassed, although she was getting used to people's judging looks.
"Yes," she said. "Unfortunately, my lover left me when he heard I was pregnant. He didn't want the responsibility of a child. It hasn't been easy raising Cosette on my own. Now I'm returning to Montfermeil. That's where I was born. I hope I'll be able to find a job there, but I don't know what to do with Cosette. Nobody will let me have her around during work hours."
"You must find a nanny or someone to look after her while you're at work," said Madame Thénardier.
But while her mouth was moving, her mind was thinking fast, and an idea began to grow. She decided to discuss the idea with her husband. After a minute, Madame Thénardier said,
"I'll prepare your room. Meanwhile, would you like to order a drink or something to eat?"
"Can I have a glass of water?" asked Fantine.
Madame Thénardier went indoors and found her husband looking at her angrily.
"Why are you wasting time on that woman?" he asked. "All she wants is a glass of water. Pah! There's no money in that for us. You should take her some food and wine. I am sure she will eat it. She looks thin and starved. And then we will make her pay for it."
Madame Thénardier replied,
"My plan is better. She needs somebody to look after her daughter. We'll offer to do it. That could mean weeks or months of rent for us."
That's a good idea,"
Monsieur Thénardier said happily. Then he added,
"Send our girls to play with the woman's daughter. When she sees the three of them playing together, she will want to leave her girl with us."
"Yes, we'll make her think it's her own idea," said Madame Thénardier. "Tell the girls to be nice to her little girl. Promise them some chocolate."
Then Madame Thénardier went out to Fantine with a glass of water. Meanwhile, Cosette was playing happily in the garden. Soon the innkeeper's daughters came running out to play with her. Madame Thénardier said in a sentimental voice,
"Children, how easily they become friends."
Fantine looked and saw the three girls playing together as though they had known each other for years.
"Yes, they're very sweet together," said Fantine.
It was nice to see Cosette laughing and looking so happy. She hadn't seen her like this in many months. At that moment, a seed was planted in her mind.
"They're playing so nicely," said Madame Thénardier. "They could be sisters, don't you think?"
The seed in Fantine's mind began to grow into an idea.
"Madame Thénardier, would you and your husband be able to look after Cosette for me for the next few weeks until I have enough money to rent a room in Montfermeil?"
Madame Thénardier tried to look surprised by this idea.
"Oh, I don't know. It won't be easy," she said.
Fantine looked disappointed.
"I'm sorry," she apologized. "It's an enormous favor to ask."
At this point, Monsieur Thénardier decided to join the conversation. He had been listening just behind the door.
"Look after your daughter, did I hear you say? Yes, that's an interesting possibility." I suppose we could do it. But your daughter is another mouth to feed, and we haven't got enough money to feed our own children.
I can send you money each month, Fantine said, with hope in her eyes.
We will need at least 6 francs a month for her room, said Madame Thénardier.
I will pay it, said Fantine.
7 francs, said Monsieur Thénardier.
And 1 month in advance.
I will pay it, said Fantine again.
And 15 francs for first-time expenses, added Madame Thénardier quickly.
I will pay it, said Fantine. I have got 80 francs. I will give you 70 francs. If I walk to Montfermeil, I will be able to use the remaining 10 francs for food for the first few days until I find work.
And so the negotiations were concluded, and Fantine and Cosette went to their room. Madame Thénardier watched her leave and said quietly to her husband,
"Stupid woman, that was easier than I thought."
Her husband smiled and said, "Yes, we did it. Well done to us." Yes, the Thénardiers had given an excellent performance, from the ingenious plan to the easy execution. And Fantine, although not stupid, was like an innocent lamb led to the slaughter. She had no idea what lay behind the nice words. She still believed in people's goodness. Even after her lover had abandoned her and society had judged her so cruelly, she still saw the best in people. She was too innocent, and she did not see the cruelty and wickedness of the Thénardiers. The next day, Fantine left Cosette in the care of the avaricious Thénardiers, not knowing that she was abandoning her daughter to the most terrible life she could possibly imagine. As Fantine walked away from the inn that fateful day in 1818, Cosette began to cry. She had never been apart from her mother before. Fantine was all she had.
"Mama!"
she called, and tried to run after Fantine. The Thénardiers were afraid that Fantine would hear her daughter's cries and change her mind, so Madame Thénardier covered Cosette's mouth and quickly took her indoors. Cosette was crying louder now.
"Stop crying this minute, or I'll punish you!"
Madame Thénardier shouted. Terrified, Cosette became very quiet. Nobody had ever shouted at her before.
"There's no time for crying," continued Madame Thénardier. "There's a lot of work to do. You'll have to earn your stay here, young lady. We don't tolerate spoilt brats who don't work for their living. You can start by cleaning the kitchen." "What? You don't know how? Useless child. Didn't your mother teach you anything?"